由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in.
亲爱的听众朋友，好欢迎你收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
Those who have been listening will know that we are in the midst of a series on the garden and the city.
如果你是一路在这里有收听这个节目，我相信你都知道我们正在这里讲一个的系列专题，是叫做花园和城市的。
And I want to begin today by asking you the following.
首先呢，我很想问你一个的问题。
Have you ever experienced God's overruling in your life?
在你的生命里面，你有没有曾经经历过神的介入呢？
I have experienced that many times.
我就曾经经历过很多很多次了。
What do I mean by God's overruling?
当我讲神的介入，究竟这个说话是什么意思呢？
Have you ever made a terrible mistake?
你有没有曾经犯过很严重、很大的错误呢？
And you found yourself in the middle of a big mess?
并且呢，是陷在一个的烂摊子里面呢。
And you had no one to blame but yourself.
而同时间，你不能够去怪责任何人，只能够怪责你自己的呢。
No one helped you to get into that trouble.
这一些的问题，这一些的麻烦呢，并不是人家去给你惹上这些麻烦的。
You got there all by yourself.
你之所以惹上这些麻烦呢，完全是你自己的错来的。
Perhaps you made the wrong choice.
或者你是做了一些错误的抉择呢。
Or you made an unwise decision.
又或者呢，你曾经落了一个很愚蠢的决定。
Or you simply did not consult God.
又或者呢，你事先呢，根本是没有求问过神。
Perhaps you disobeyed a biblical injunction.
又或者你曾经是违背过圣经的教导。
Or you did not seek God's glory in the matter.
又可能呢，是在某件事情上面，你并没有归荣耀给神。
You just raced headlong, and you found yourself planted on your head.
你呢，只是一股劲咁样呢，是往前冲，结果呢，就整个头咁中咗落去啦。
When you are facing such a situation,
当你面临这样的一个困难的处境的时候，
you probably begin to do what most Christians do.
那你很可能就会好像很多的基督徒这样。
First, you ask the wrong question.
怎为之好像很多基督徒呢，就是首先问了一个错的问题。
God, why did you do this?
这个错误的问题就是，神啊，你为什么要这样做呢？
Then in time you became somewhat realistic.
那跟着过了一段时间之后，你就比较能够去接受这个现实了。
Finally, you acknowledge that you got into that mess all by yourself.
最后，你不可以不承认是你自己造成这个烂摊子的。
So next you cry out, Oh God, get me out of this mess.
于是乎你就呼求啊，神啊，救我脱离这一切的麻烦啊。
And what happens?
那跟着结果又是怎样的呢？
God answers your prayers.
就是神应允了你的祈求了。
Now that's what I call God's overruling.
而这个呢，就是我所讲的神的介入了。
One of God's characteristics is to overrule.
嗱，其实啊，要去介入一啲嘅事情咧，系神嘅其中一项嘅属性嚟噶。
But God only overrules after we give Him an indication that we really have learned something from that experience.
但是唯有当我们表现出已经真正从一些经验当中吸取了教训，这样呢神才是会介入的。
Unfortunately, some of us don't learn quickly.
但是很可惜，有些人学得实在是太慢了。
So God keeps on teaching us the same lesson over and over and over again.
咁所以神就只好咧系一而再、再而三咁样，让我哋重复去学习同样嘅功课。
There's a story about two hunters who flew deep into the Canadian woods to hunt elk.
咁有一个故事咧，就讲到有两个嘅猎人，佢哋乘搭飞机就深入去到加拿大森林里边咧，好想去猎取嗰啲嘅麋鹿。
They shot six elk.
佢哋总共咧系猎取到六只嘅麋鹿嘅。
The pilot told them that the plane could only carry four of the elk out of the area.
咁呢个飞机嘅驾驶员咧就话俾佢哋听。离开这个的时候，那个飞机呢只能够去装载四只的麋鹿。
The hunters began to protest.
那这两个的猎人就提出抗议地说了。
But the plane that carried us last year was exactly like this one.
他们说，但是去年接载我们的飞机和现在这一架是一模一样的。
The horsepower was the same.
那架飞机的马力是完全一样的。
The weather was similar.
而当时的天气也都是很相似的。
And we had six elk then.
我们也都有六只的麋鹿。
Why can't we take six now?
为什么现在轮到这一次的时候，我们装不下六只麋鹿呢？
And when the pilot heard this, he said, okay, and he loaded up the plane and took off.
咁飞机驾驶员听见两个猎人咁样讲咧，就回答话好啦。咁于是咧就将佢哋全部啊，即系两个猎人加埋嗰六只嘅麋鹿咧，系装晒上飞机就起飞啦。
But sure enough, there was insufficient power to climb out of the valley with all of this weight.
但系呢一架超重嘅飞机，结果咧真系冇能力飞出呢一个嘅山谷。
And the plane crashed.
咁、那个飞机咧就坠落地面啦。
As they stumbled out of the wreckage, one hunter asked the other.
咁当佢哋啊从呢个飞机嘅残骸里边咧爬翻出嚟嘅时候，其中一位嘅猎人就问另外一位猎人话啦
：Do you know where we are？
佢话你知唔知我哋跌咗落边一度啊
？The other hunter replied.
咁而另一位嘅猎人咧就咁样回答佢话
：He said, I'm not sure.
他说我不是很清楚、哦。
But I think we're about 2 miles from where we crashed last year.
他说不过我想大约是距离我们去年坠机的地点有2里左右的地方啦。
We don't learn very good.
我们呢有时学东西真的学得很差的。
My focus in this message is not on learning lessons from our failure.
我这一篇信息的中心呢并不是在于从失败里面去吸取教训。
But rather on God's overruling when we repent.
而反而呢是在于当我们肯去悔改的时候，神就要介入我们的生命了。
The story of the prodigal son in Luke 15 is the best example of God's overruling of the foolishness and the stubbornness and the arrogance and the total self-focus of many people.
在路加福音里面第十五章所记载的关于浪子的比喻呢，就是一个最好的例子，能够去讲明神是怎样去介入，怎样去改变很多人的愚昧、顽固、骄傲自大同埋自我中心等等嘅劣质性嘅。
But until the boy turned and repented, God could not overrule and bring good out of bad.
但系喺呢一个嘅浪子 愿意去回转去悔改认罪之前，神是不会介入去将他的恶的一面转为善的一面的。
When the people of Israel rejected God as their king,
以色列人他们拒绝神做他们的王，
and wanted a human king that they could manipulate and appease,
却是要求呢有一个他们可以操纵可以去姑息的人去做他们的王。
A king that they could flatter and lie to.
一个他们可以去阿谀奉承又或者可以去欺哄的一个王。
God gave them Saul who made their lives miserable for 40 years.
咁于是神就让扫罗做他们的王，就为他们带来了40年困苦不安的日子。
But when the people of Israel repented,
咁但系当以色列人佢哋愿意认罪、愿意悔改嘅时候咧
，God overruled and gave them King David。
神就介入喺佢哋嘅生命里边，赐俾佢哋有大卫王。
It is the nature of God to overrule。
介入喺我哋嘅生命系神嘅性情。
It is the character of God to overrule。
介入喺我哋嘅生命系神嘅特征嚟嘅。
It is the goodness of God that he overrules.
神的介入是出于他的好意的。
Those of you who have been listening to this series of messages might be asking,
一直在这里收听这个系列信息的朋友呢，可能会去问我这个问题。
What has God's overruling got to do with the garden versus the city that you have been speaking about?
究竟啊，神嘅介入同我哋一路所讲嘅花园同埋城市呢个专题有啲乜嘢关联呢
？It has everything to do with it。
其实两者嘅关系系非常之密切嘅。
First, let me summarize。
嗱，首先咧，让我好简要、好扼要咁样去复述一下。
First, we saw that God's perfect will was for Adam and Eve to live in a garden。
我哋讲过。神起初嗰份完美嘅旨意就係让亚当夏娃能够安居喺伊甸园呢一个神所创造嘅花园里面。
That garden was picturesque.
呢一个嘅花园呢係风光如画嘅。
That garden was a place of provision.
呢一个嘅花园呢係充满咗神丰富嘅供应嘅。
That garden was a place of protection.
呢个花园是充满了神的保护、神的保守的。
But then Cain built the city.
但是后来呢，该人就起了一座的城。
And Cain's city became a prototype of all subsequent cities.
而该人的城呢，就成为了后来其他的人造的城市的一个的原型了。
And we saw that in the city of man there is rootlessness and restlessness.
而在人类所建造的城市里面，我们看见的人呢是漂泊不定，是没有根，是没有安宁的日子的。
In the city of man, there is loneliness.
在人类所建造的城市里面，每一个人都是孤单寂寞的。
In the city of man, there is superficiality and artificiality.
在人类所建造的城市里面，是充斥着肤浅和虚假的。
In the city of man, there is pride and arrogance.
在人类所建造的城市里面，是充斥着骄傲和自负的。
Then we saw that the consequences of that arrogance brought about the flood.
同样啊，我们看到呢，人类的傲慢就带来了洪水去毁灭这个大地了。
We saw how out of one man by the name of Noah, the earth began to be repopulated.
后来藉着一个叫做罗亚的人，人类才能够重新在地上繁殖起来。
One of Noah's sons honored his father and he was blessed.
罗亚的其中一个仔就因为敬重父亲而能够得蒙祝福的。
That man was Shem.
而这个人呢就是闪了。
Another son by the name of Ham dishonored his father and he was cursed.
但是另一个叫做含的仔呢，就因为对父亲不敬而遭受咒诅。
Ham and his descendants went further away from God and his garden.
咁含同佢嘅后代咧，就从此远离神同埋神嘅花园，而且咧系越嚟越远啦。
We saw in the last broadcast how Nimrod built a tower for the worship of the zodiac.
在上一集的节目里面，我们提到零六建造了一座的高塔，就去拜星象和黄道十二宫的。
We saw how the Babylonians had a vision for a city without God.
我们又讲到巴比伦人的梦想，就是要建造一座没有神的城。
They had a vision for a city that steals God's glory and gives it to the devil.
他们梦想一座城可以去窃取神的荣耀，然后就转交给魔鬼。
They had a vision for a city that is thoroughly preoccupied with self-worship.
他们梦想有一座城能够完全沉醉在自我崇拜里面。
And in this case, we also saw the consequences of living for self.
在这里我们看见专为自己而活的人呢，那个下场会是怎样？
The consequences were confusion and babbling.
结果呢，就是很混乱，还有他们的语音呢，是混杂了。
Cain's city brought about flood.
该隐的城带来了洪水的灾。
And Nimrod's civilization led to a society of babbling idiots.
零六的文化就导致混乱和愚蠢的社会。
Today we see how in history God overrules man's foolishness.
今天我们要看看神怎样在历史里面介入改变人类的愚蠢。
Today we will see that God in his sovereign grace
我们今天呢，要去看看神藉着祂满有权能的恩典
reveals himself to one man of Shem's descendants by the name of Abram
向闪的后裔一个叫做阿伯兰的人去显示祂自己
Not only does God bless Abram and changes his name to Abraham
神不单止赐福给阿伯兰并且呢是为他改了个名叫做阿伯拉罕。
But he gives him a land and a city that will be for God's glory.
又赐给他一片的土地和一座城就是呢令到神可以得到荣耀的。
That city is the earthly Jerusalem.
而这座城呢就是地上的耶路撒冷城了。
Man's city is full of opposition and rejection of God.
人所建造的城市是敌对神和拒绝神的。
Man's city is full of arrogance and pride.
人所建造的城市充满了骄傲，充满了自负，充满了很多自以为是的人。
Man's city has no room for the worship of the true God.
人所建造的城市里面有很多不同的地方，但是偏偏就是没有地方去敬拜真神的。
So God makes a temporary provision for a city.
咁于是咧，神就预备咗一座暂时嘅城市
，a city where His name will be glorified.
喺呢一座暂时嘅城市里边，佢嘅名就能够得着尊荣，得着尊崇嘅。
God makes a temporary provision for a city where God is worshipped and His name is lifted up.
神预备了一座暂时的城市让人去敬拜祂高举祂的圣名。
God makes a temporary provision for a city where people of all nationalities and backgrounds can come and learn from the true God.
神预备了一座暂时的城市，让各国各族的人都可以来接受真神的教导。
Have you noticed that I kept on saying it was a temporary city?
你有没有留意到我一路都在讲一座暂时的城市呢？
This is important because Christians focus on the heavenly Jerusalem, not the earthly one.
这个讲法，这个暂时的城市，这一点呢，是非常之重要的，因为基督徒是应该专注在天上的耶路撒冷，而不是地上的耶路撒冷的。
God makes a temporary provision for a city called the City of Peace.
神预备了一座暂时的城市，叫做平安之城。
Why peace?
为什么是称为平安之城呢？
Because Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, was also the king of Salem or the king of peace.
因为麦基洗德是公义的王，是撒冷的王，亦即是平安的王。
And Melchizedek dwelt there.
而麦基洗德就是住在那里了。
We first hear of Jerusalem when Abraham meets Melchizedek.
我们第一次听讲，知道耶路撒冷就是亚伯拉罕遇见麦基洗德的时间。
Abraham gave the king a tenth of all of his possessions.
亚伯拉罕将自己所有财物的十分之一献给麦基洗德王。
Then Abraham, in total obedience to God, offers his son as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah near Jerusalem.
咁而后来咧，亚伯拉罕对神更加系全然信服，喺耶路撒冷附近嘅摩利亚山上边，佢以自己嘅仔为祭献俾神。
But God again overrules and accepts Abraham's sacrifice.
但是神再度介入在他的生命里面，神接受了亚伯拉罕的奉献。
And provides the sacrifice himself.
但是呢，神自己就预备了那个的献祭的牲畜。
But it is not until King David conquers the city and takes it from the Jebusites that it becomes the center of the worship of the true God.
一路直到大卫王从耶布斯人的手里面征服了这个城，耶路撒冷才成为敬拜真神的中心的。
There are three things that you need to know about earthly Jerusalem.
你需要知道有关于这个地上的耶路撒冷有三件事是你需要知道的。
We will not be able to cover them all today, but we will continue in the next broadcast.
我们不能够逐一的很详细的去讲这三件事，但是在下一集的节目时间，我们会继续去讨论的。
Well, first of all,
第一件重要的事呢，就是
Jerusalem was a temporary city chosen by grace.
耶路撒冷是因为恩典而被拣选的一个临时的暂时的城市。
Second,
第二个重要事情就是
Jerusalem was a city with conditional blessing.
耶路撒冷是蒙福但是就有附带条件的城市。
Third,
而第三个重要的事情就是
Jerusalem was a foreshadow of the heavenly Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷预表了将来天上的耶路撒冷。
Let's look closely at these three things.
现在让我们详细一点看看这三点。
Jerusalem was a temporary city chosen by God's grace.
耶路撒冷是因为神的恩典而被拣选的一个暂时的城市。
David had a deep desire to honor God.
大卫王他是极其渴望荣耀神的。
David had a deep desire to revere God.
大卫王是极其渴望敬畏神的。
David wanted to be in the presence of God.
大卫他深深的愿意时时都能够跟神在一起。
And God, in his sovereign act of grace and election, honored that desire.
而神呢，就以佢至高嘅主权恩待并且拣选大卫，神尊重大卫嘅愿望。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听我讲我的结论呢。
If your desire is to honor the Lord Jesus Christ in your life,
如果你渴望以你的生命去尊崇主耶稣基督的话，
God will bless you.
神是一定会赐福给你的。
If your desire in life is the glory of God like King David,
如果就好似大卫王一样，你生命嘅渴求就系要去荣耀神嘅话
，God will overrule the fumbling and the stumbling in your life。
神就会介入喺你嘅生命里边，嗰啲嘅起起伏伏，透过呢啲嘢咧嚟去建立你
，like he did with David，
就好似佢对待大卫一样。
As we have said many times during these broadcasts。
我哋喺呢一啲嘅系列信息里边咧，一而再，再而三都讲过。
God's original intention is for man to live in a garden。
神最初嘅心意就系要人安居喺花园里边。
But man built the city。
但系人咧，却系去建造城市。
In an act of overruling man's rebellion and stubbornness。
为了要改变人的悖逆和横梗，于是神就介入了。
God permitted David to have a city.
神允许大卫有一座城。
A city that was to be set aside for the honor and the glory of God.
这座城是专为尊崇神和荣耀神而设的。
Tune in next time and we will learn more about this city set aside for God.
请你按时收听下集的节目，我们将要进一步探讨这一座专为神设立的城市。
I will also tell you about the New Jerusalem.
我亦都要告诉你听有关于新耶路撒冷的事。
The Heavenly Jerusalem.
亦即是天上的耶路撒冷。
Which is the hope of all those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
是所有信靠耶稣基督的人的希望来的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。咁如果你对呢一集嘅节目内容有任何嘅意见，又或者你平时读经嘅时候遇到一啲嘅困难、一啲嘅疑难嘅时候咧，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋麦克牧师咧去分享嘅。信封面咧只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。咁我哋咧系好欢迎你同我哋去分享你嘅一啲嘅读经嘅心得啦，又或者咧系你嘅一啲代祷事项咧，都可以写信俾我哋嘅。好啦，今集嘅天路导向嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。